So we continue in the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayera. We're up to Alacha Yudchet, but beforehand, so Shachar, for your question from yesterday, remember the Ben Ish Chai told us in Halacha Yudzayin that when the mother of the house, when she prepares the table and when she puts the covering on the chalot, she should place both of her hands on the table and say the pasuk Vaydaber Elai. And he says, through this dibur, tishre hakdusha al ha-shulchan, that by saying this pasuk, the kedusha will come down on the table. So we ask, let's say the wife or the mother does not say this pasuk. Can the husband do it? So I found, Baruch Hashem, in Kaf HaChaim, Siman Resh Samech Bet, in Seif Katan, Kaf Aleph. All right, so if you want to write it down, Kaf HaChaim, Siman Resh Samech Bet, Seif Katan, Kaf Aleph, where Kaf HaChaim actually quotes the Ben Ish Chai here. He brings down this, what the Ben Ish Chai said in Halacha Yud Zayin. And then the Kaf HaChaim adds on his own. And he says, V'nir'e, it seems, D'mi sheyodea she'en ishto nizheret lomar zeh, someone who knows that his wife does not say this pasuk, Yomar hu be'atzmo bevo'o mi bet ha-kneset. He, when he comes back from shul, he should say it on his own. Ve'af al pi shekvar ha-shulchan mesudar. Even though the table is already set, he should say the same thing. Ve'yomar ze kodem shi'omar da'i se'udata da'chakal tapuchin kadishin. As we know, that Friday night, you're supposed to say, da'i se'udata Dachakal tapuchin kadishin, that's the seuda of the night. Before you make that declaration, say, put your hands on the table, Vaydaber elai zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. So the husband can do it too. The best is for the wife to do it, but the husband can do it too, says the Kaf HaChaim. He doesn't even bring a source, so that seems like he's saying it on his own. Zechuto tagen alein. Let's see, Halacha Yudchet. Mitzvah le'echol dagim bishlosha seudot shel Shabbat. Afilu davar mu'at, v'kanizkar b'poskim. It's a mitzvah to eat fish in all three seudot of Shabbat, even a little bit, as is mentioned in the poskim. Ve'amarti tam nachon le'achilat dagim b'Shabbat. The Ben Ish Chai says, I explained a good reason for the eating of fish on Shabbat, ki ha'dagim nivre'u min ha'mayim. Aval behemot nivre'u min ha'afar. He says, we know the fish, Hashem created the fish from the water of the oceans. The behemot, the animals, they were created from the afar, totzei ha'aretz nefesh chaya. They were created from the earth. Whereas by the fish, it says, yishretzu ha'maim sheretz nefesh chaya. The waters, from the waters, Hashem created the fish. So he says, "V'yadua ki seder ha'arba yesodot lemaala hu kach." And he says the order of the four basic elements of all that is created in this world, in their order, is ma'im, esh, ruach, afar. Water, fire, ruach, wind or air, afar, and the earth. וכמו שכתב רבנו זל בשער מאמרי חזל, אז דארי הקדוש writes in שער מאמרי רזל, בביאו מאמר פסיעותיו של אברהם אבינו, in the explanation of the statement regarding the footsteps of אברהם אבינו. He doesn't bring it here. You look it up in the ספר שער מאמרי רזל. That's one of the כתבי ארי. ובזה פירשתי בסייעתא דשמיא דברי רבנו בעץ חיים, הקושיה שנתקשו שם. He says, it was useful for me to even use this to answer a question on what the Etz Chaim, another sefer of the Kitvei Ari, wrote in Shaar Nun. Ulefi divrei Rabbeinu shelemala, seder umayim kodem esh. So we see that the order is, in importance, is water, even before fire. And based on that, nitparshu dvarav ve'etz chayim etev, we can explain the words of the Ari in Etz Chaim well. He doesn't get into it here, so he gives you homework for life when you're going to learn Kitve Ari, and you come up to that question on the Ari in Etz HaChaim Shaar Nun Perek Aleph. Remember, a place of reference here, the Ben Ish Chai is answering that question based on the fact that Maim is before Esh. Ech sheyeh, Be that as it may, he says, Nimtza lemala amayim u'elyon. So we see that lemala in shamayim, mayim, the element of water, is the most supreme, is the highest element. Ve'lachen adagim b'shabbat adife mi'besar behema. Says the Ben Ishchai, therefore, eating fish on Shabbat is even higher, is even better and more important than eating meat. Shenivre'a mi'yesod ha'tachton. The meat that comes from the animal was created from a lower yesod, from a lower element, that's the earth. Da'adagim nivre'u min ha'mayim shu yesod ha'elyon. Because the fish was created from water, which is the highest element. Ve'ashabbat nizon mimakom elyon ve'gavoha me'od. And Shabbat, the day of Shabbat, receives its nourishment from the highest place. Ve'od perashti b'siyata dishmaya ta'am acher. And another reason, says the Ben Ishchai, al pi ma shekatuv b'midrash bereshit rabba perek zayin, be'ovada di Yaakov ish kfar navrai, in regards to the story of Yaakov, the man of Kfar Navrai, which is brought in bereshit rabba perek zayin, shehora betzor shehadagim teunim shchita. This Yaakov ish kfar navrai gave a psak. He said in the city of Tzor that fish require shchita. That's ridiculous, right? We know it doesn't require shchita. But that's what he said. B'shama Rabbi Chagai, and Rabbi Chagai came along, he was a Tana, B'shalach acharav ilkau, he sent messengers to give lashes to this Yaakov ish kfar navrai. What kind of halacha are you telling people? This is wrong. Ve'evi lo Rabbi Chagai re'aya min haTorah. And Rabbi Chagai even brought for him a pasuk from the Torah, proof that there's no shchita by fish. Because it says in Parashat Be'alotcha, Dichtiv, Hatzonu bakari shachet lahem u'matza lahem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, what? Where am I going to find sonu bakar to slaughter for them? Im et kol dege hayam ye'asef lahem u'matza lahem. And can I find any fish to gather for them? You see that he didn't use by fish the word yishachet. It's separate. He said, Ye'asef lahem u'matza lahem. So you see from here, shchita is only by animals. It's not by dagim. Mikan re'aya, tzonu bakar by shchita. Dge'ayam dai lahem ba'asifa min hayam. When it comes to fish, it's enough to gather them from the water without shchita. So based on this midrash, interesting, nice quirky midrash we just saw, Baze muvan hetev hatam de'ochlim dagim b'shabbat. He says, that's why we eat, says the Ben Ishchai, fish on Shabbat, lehorot, to show. Kemo adagim en tzarich latikun shelahem ma'aseh melacha. He says, just like fish, in order to arrange and to fix them for eating, you don't need to do any melacha. You don't need to do shchita. Shchita is one of the 39 melachot. But fish does not require any melacha. Ken ha-shabbat, so to Shabbat Kodesh, en tzarich labirurim shelo tikun al yedei ma'aseh u'mlacha. For the tikunim of this holy day of Shabbat, we don't need any act or any melacha. That's why Shabbat is a day of rest, of cessation from melachot. We don't need to be metaken this day with anything that is physical, with any labor, with any physical activity. That's why we eat fish, because that is a hint to that concept. Fish, just like it's ready to eat without any melacha in between of shchita, so to Shabbat, the birurim, the clarifications and tikkunim that are required, do not require melacha or any ma'aseh. So those are two reasons, by the way, among many other ones that Ben Ishchai himself gives and other Sfarim HaKadoshim give for why, you could actually write a whole book on why we eat fish on Shabbat. That's how important that is. There's so many reasons that are brought down for that. And here the Ben Ishchai gives us two reasons. Halacha Yutet, Mi she'ne'enas velo achal seuda rishona belel Shabbat, yochal shelosha seudot bayom. Vegam seudat atashlumin yochal bapat. V'yisader shulchano kemo seudat achiyuv shel halayla. The Ben Ishchai says that someone who had an ones and he wasn't able to eat the seuda of Friday night, whether he was sick or whatever it may be, he wasn't able to eat the seuda Friday night. So he has to make up for it, he says, the next day. You hear that? He has to make up for it the next day. And the next day, on Shabbat day, he has to eat three meals. And he should eat bread in it also, in all of them. And he should fix his arrange his table just like he would for the seudah of the night. The same applies to Yom Tov. I just took a peek in Halichot Olam. If Rav Ovadia would say anything about this, I see he's silent. So do we say Shtika kehoda'a? Interesting. There is a din of Tashlumim on Seudat Shabbat in the day. Ve'im shalchu le'adam eze dvar ma'achal shiyochlenu b'shabbat, lo yochlenu b'chol. Also, another point he says, if someone was sent an item of food with the intention that he should eat it on Shabbat, he should not eat it during the weekday. He should eat it on Shabbat. Vezeu mi midat chasidut, however. It's not a halakha, it's a midat chasidut brought from Sefer Chasidim, and as mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Hagon Rabbi Zalman in Siman Resh Samech Bet. So in regards to Kiddush, if you didn't have a Seudah the night before, that means you didn't do Kiddush, because Kiddush cannot be without a Seudah. You're not Yotzei Dechovah Friday night just by doing Kiddush without a Seudah. So in the daytime, you would have to do the full-fledged Kiddush, not just Baruch Pei Gefen. You would have to say the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat as well before the meal. Yes, absolutely. Let's continue on here. Let's try. Yes, yes. Says, sure, Aryeh.
Have to be
Hamotzi
related, or can it be like
Seudat Shlishi? No, it would have to be with Hamotzi. He says, Gam Seudat HaTashlumim Yochal Bapat, he says. You'd have to eat bread. And Seudat Shlishi also has to be with bread, but we'll get, you know, obviously we'll get to that, I think. In Parashat Chayesara, we'll talk more about Seudat Shlishi in regards to bread. But this Seudat would have to have bread, yeah? Halacha Kaf. Tov shilmad al shulchan b'lel Shabbat arba'a prakim rishonim shel Mishnah de Shabbat. Opa, says the Ben Ish Chai. The Kaf HaChaim also brings this down in Siman Resh Samech Bet, that the Friday night by the Seuda, it's good to learn the first four prakim of Mishnayot of Masechet Shabbat. Ve'ashar yigmor bayom, and the rest of the Masechet finish in the day. You know how many prakim Masechet Rosh Hashanah has? I'm sorry, Masechet Shabbat. Has 24. So the first four you should recite by the meal on Friday night. He didn't say recite, he says yilmad. But you understand, I mean, you don't have time to learn it bi'iyun so much, but at least to read them. It's printed in all the Sidurim. Shem yizakenu, ve'ashar yigmor bayom. And the rest to finish, to complete in the day. V'im kashe alav alimud b'lel Shabbat. He says, if it's hard for you, you know, Friday night, it's hard for you to learn it. Yilmad lefachot perek echad. At least do one perek, he says. Kanizkar b'shar ha-kavanot. There is kavanot al pi ha-kabbalah in learning the Mishnayot. Don't ask. V'tov lomar divrei Torah livnei beto b'lel Shabbat al inyan ha-parasha. Oh, the Ben Ish Chai says, it's a good thing by the table to say divrei Torah to the people of his house connected to the parasha. V'chein haya minhago shel ateret roshi abba mari, and this was the minhag of my father, ve'arba'a prakim b'mishnah u'bedivrei Torah l'shulchan. He would do both, the four prakim of Mishnah Friday night with divrei Torah l'shulchan. He was able to cram it all in. Amazing. Ariel, you have a question? Is asking, do we get like a head start with the perek of Bameh Madlikin that we read in Shul? Could we knock off one of them? Does that help us out? It seems not, actually. It seems like you would have to, you know, Bameh Madlikin in Shul is one thing, and the four prakim here that the Ari HaKadosh says is to be four prakim, you know, to read the first four by the table, or at least one. It seems like it's two separate inyanim. Let's just do Kaf Aleph and Kaf Bet, because that's where we will finish this parasha. And then we will go to the next parasha, because from Kaf Gimel is something that we should learn only after we get married. It has to do with marital relations on Friday night. So that's from Kaf Gimel until the end of Parashat Vayera. So let's just do these two halachot, Kaf Aleph and Kaf Bet. Halacha Kaf Aleph, very quickly. אחר ברכת המזון תחזור לקח שתי אגודות ההדס בשתי ידיך ותחברם יחד ותאמר זכור ושמור בדיבור אחד נאמרו. As we know, in Parashat Bereshit, the Ben Ish Chai already brought that there is a very big inyan al pi Kabbalah to have two bundles of hadasim handy Friday night by the table. Before Kiddush, to do the two hakafot around the table with two bundles of hadasim, all comes from the Shara Kavanot of the Ari HaKadosh. I saw that the Kaf HaChaim says each bundle should have at least three, or only three, Bade Hadassim, branches of Hadassim. It's hard to find Hadassim right now at this time where we are. But if possible, it's a good thing to have. Usually I'm able to do it, you know, a few weeks after Sukkot, I have some Hadassim left over, so, but they usually dry up by now. So those two agudot of Hadas, he says, that you held on to before Kiddush, he says, after Birkat HaMazon, take them back in your hand and say again, Zachor v'shamor b'dibur echad ne'emru. V'achakach tevarech v'tariach, and say the bracha of Borei Atze v'samim, and smell them. V'kanizkar v'divrei Rabbeinu Ari. ונראה לי שצריך להסיר ההדס אחר קידוש שכבר ברך עליו ולהצניעו במקום אחר כדי שיוכל להביאו אחר ברכת המזון ולברך עליו שנית, אבל לא יישאר לפניו. He says, halachically, the Rosh Chai says, since this is the case, you already said the bracha ועצה בסמים before קידוש, right? So how are you supposed to say it again after ברכת המזון when they were all along, they were in front of you? So there's no היסח הדעת for the bracha. So he says, after, before קידוש, when you say the bracha, put them away. Put them away so that your mind is off of it. So there is a hefsek between the first time and now after Birkat HaMazon, you could take them back and say the bracha again. אבל לא יישאר לפניו. And even though you did Birkat HaMazon, אף על גב דה Birkat HaMazon חשיב סילוק, האיקה פלוקתה בזה. He says, even though Birkat HaMazon may be like a hefsek between the two, it's like a siluk, it's like a removal from the original bracha, it's really a machloket. It's not everybody agrees with that. And therefore, you know, you should, the best is to put them away. There is what to say here. Rav Mazuz has an important point, but we'll just leave it for now. ולפי דברי רבנו הארי, מנהג טוב לקרות בכל ליל שבת אחר ברכת המזון, המשנה מסכת עירובין, בן איש חי says, wait, I didn't finish with the Mishnayot. He says, according to the Ari HaKadosh, after Birkat HaMazon, you should read the Mishnayot Masechet Eruvin. You understand, Rabotai? You're not done. The Masechet Eruvin. Says the Ben Ish Chai, however, Ve'anu lo nahagnu bazet. I don't have that minhag, I don't do that. Umishev, shalo tavo ala bracha. One who could do that, tavo ala bracha. Again, once again, the beautiful and sweet honesty of the Ben Ish Chai, he did not have to write that, but he writes that, Ve'anu lo nahagnu bazet. Of course, to show us that, you know, it's not critical. It's okay if not. I saw the Kaf HaChaim says, if it's too hard to do the whole Masechet Eruvin, okay, one perek. Just like he said before in regards to Shabbat. So the Mishnayot of Shabbat and the Mishnayot of Eruvin are very much connected, obviously, to the Shabbat, especially at night. Kaf Bet, Minhag Rabbeinu Ariza Leaniach HaShulchan Bimkomo Belel Shabbat Achar Berkat HaMazon. How do we leave the table overnight? So the minhag of Rabbeinu HaKadosh was to leave the table in its place after Birkat HaMazon, ve'amapa prusa alav, with the tablecloth. Don't remove the tablecloth, leave it on. Ve'kos shel bracha gam ken munach alav. And also the kos of Birkat HaMazon should also be left. Don't take it to the kitchen to leave it in the sink to clean it. Leave it on the table. And he would leave in the cup of Birkat HaMazon, he would leave over a little bit wine, in order to leave overnight, to leave the bracha of Shabbat on the table, like the little flask of oil that is stated in Melachim Bet, in the story of Elisha Hanavi, where over there he said, do you have any little flask with a little bit oil? And from there, Elisha was able to perform the miracle of the Tosefet of Shemen, which we read in the Haftarah of Parashat Chaye Sarah. Kakatu Bazor HaKadosh. So something that you say a bracha on, if you have a little bit left over, the bracha continues and it brings blessing from there. That's actually reminds me of the famous answer of the Taz on the famous Kushya of the Bet Yosef regarding Chanukah. Why do we keep 8 days? The miracle was only 7 days. So as you know, there are hundreds of answers on that question. The Taz famously writes in Siman Tafresh Ein, he says that even though there was enough oil for the first day, but there was a little bit oil left in the jar from the first day, which from that drop of oil, the miracle emanated, the miracle was able to be performed of Tosefet Shemen, of the increase of the oil miraculously. The bracha comes from that which you do. So that little oil that was left was able to facilitate the miracle. And that's why even the first day is to be celebrated, says the Taz, because it was from the bracha of the Shemen of the first day that the ness of the seven ensuing days came from. V'gam lesiba zo haya meshayer tachat mapat haprusa me'at ptitin shel pat. And also, just like the wine, a little bit wine should be left over, he says some crumbs of bread, little pieces of bread, the Ari HaKadosh would leave under the challah cover overnight on the table. Ach avalo lechem shalem, not a whole loaf of bread. Kaniska b'shar kavanot bedafka, not a whole loaf, just a few crumbs or pieces. Ach tzarich lishmor ze min hachaturim avetzuyim babayit. He says, be careful from the cats that are at home. Shelo yikansu v'yochlu apat, that they shouldn't get to those crumbs. They shouldn't come to eat them. V'anizhar v'chol anizkar le'el tavu ala bracha. We end off with a bracha from the Holy Ben Ishchai. He says, anyone who is careful with all these things, may the bracha of Hashem be upon him.